What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, new time, new year, all that good stuff. I now come to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That means I've been hanging out here with you for 1 hour. My main man, super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City, and you tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'll be hanging out with you for 3 more hours. If you missed the first hour of the show, you missed a lot. I said this already, because in another day or 2 days, well, let me just say this. After tonight, I probably won't say it in a general sense. I said that. I thanked Ryan. I thanked everybody for listening. Hey, thank you to people who have helped contribute here as well. Thank you so much. A big shout outs to Linda. Yeah, Linda first. A big shout outs to Charlie. Yeah, you second. A big shout outs to Spike, some guy named Mark, a guy named Adam. There's a lot of people. Appreciate y'all. Anyway, I'll be rolling with you for the next 3 hours, as I mentioned. If you missed last hour, not only thank you, we also had on Emery Hunt from CBS Sports HQ. Emery came through and we took a look at last night's bowl games that have now propelled us to the national championship on Monday night. We'll have Michigan, we're going to have Washington, and we got plenty of time to talk about who I believe and who I think is going to walk away with a victory tonight throughout the course of the week, and so we'll do that. And then, of course, if you're not familiar with the JR Sport Brief Show, I just don't sit here running my yap by myself. Ryan Hickey is going to participate, okay? You're going to participate. If you don't know who the hell I am here, let me help you out as well. I'm a guy who started the JR Sport Brief Show on YouTube in 2009, and it's taken me all over the world. I've been to Super Bowls and Final Fours. I've sat with Kobe's and Pele's and Pacquiao's of the world. I've been in London's and Brazil's and World Cups, Final Fours. I've been to so many damn things, I can't remember them all. And I'm just an ordinary guy. When I finish this show tonight, I got to think about what I'm making for dinner. By the time I figure out dinner, everything is going to be closed. By the time I'm an ordinary guy. Let's just keep it that way. But anyway, everything I've ever done, I've built off of participation. I tell you what I think, and I want to know what you think back. And if what you're saying to me is crazy, I'll tell you. And it's sports. It's not that serious. Sometimes it is. I find sports to be a microcosm of life. Every now and then somebody will say something that is out of turn, and then it's no longer fun. I'm a real person. I like to have fun. Ain't no makeup stuff, no fakery. I'm just here to have a good time. If you're on the internet wasting your time yelling with strangers or at strangers, I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. If you want to talk to me here on the radio, you can do that too. Do you have a phone? Does your phone work? You can call me. It's 855-212-4CBS. We already had a crap ton of callers who tried to hit me up before the break. And so as we continue on with the show, I'm going to pick up the phone lines. I'm going to talk to you about Lamar Jackson. Our last caller was Mac from Baltimore. Shout out to everybody listening up in Baltimore. Mac is just like, listen, Lamar Jackson has elevated not just the football team. He has elevated the entire city. We're going to talk about Lamar Jackson. We're going to hear Lamar Jackson's comments. And he's always somebody, always criticized. I mean, even this past week, he had to go out and throw 5 touchdowns. Someone said that he wasn't quarterbacky enough. Okay, fine. We're going to get into David Tepper, Carolina Panthers owner. I don't know if he wants to be the Panthers owner because they suck. Part of it is his problem. Why the hell you give Matt Rhule a 7-year deal? What an idiot. Anyway, this man threw a drink at a fan the other day. An owner threw a drink on a fan, and he got fined $300,000. We're going to talk about that. $300,000? I would take that money today. okay? David Tepper, I don't know how many bedrooms he would have that money underneath his pillow. Hey, Ryan Hickey, how many pillows would it take to hide $300,000 in cash? How many pillows?
Oh, man, I'd love to find out. Maybe 20? 20 extra large pillows could do it, maybe?
20 extra large? We talking about them like them double-sized pillows?
Double, oh, yeah.
Them double pillows. Well, how much money? You familiar with this? You done put money in under a pillow before?
Let's say, 20 was maybe an educated guess.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Still come into my house, right? No cash there.
There's no money underneath your pillow.
No, it's all gone now, I promise. Sorry, okay. Everyone.
Tooth Fairy never hooked you up?
Tooth Fairy hooked me up very well.
Oh, what's the most the Tooth Fairy ever gave you?
Oh, boy. $5, maybe?
Oh, five, yeah.
But you save, you lose enough teeth.
what do we have? 30? Is it? I don't know. How many teeth do we have? 32, supposed to, right?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, 16 at the top, 16 at the bottom. I don't know. As long as I can chew and talk, it doesn't matter. Anyway, we're going to get into David Tepper. We're going to get more into the college football scene. Now, we got a lot of people that want to talk. So I'm going to pick up the phone lines. We're going to get into Lamar Jackson. I know that we're getting ready to have the NBA tip-off for a lot of games as well on the college side. And so we got a lot to do tonight. It's the first show of the JR Sport Brief Show here starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And it's the first show of 2024. It was almost 4 full years in my last time slot, and it's good to be here with you. 855-212-4CBS. Gary, he's here from Iowa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Gary?
Happy New Year, JR. It's good to hear you at 6 o'clock. I've listened to you at night, driving home late sometimes. But what I wanted to kind of throw out to you is, when you see these great quarterbacks just go down like Purdy did last year and some other quarterbacks that just don't appear to be durable to make it through 17 games plus the playoffs, at what point does the owners or GMs or coaches figure out a way to kind of have a relief quarterback come in at some part in the game so that these quarterbacks can make it all season and then get through the playoffs? I know there's a lot of downsides to that because some teams, it's hard enough to find one quarterback that can win a game that plays all four quarters. But for some of the elite teams, you think, do they have a guy that comes in and plays, a quarter and a half to give the quarterback a break? I know in basketball, some of the greats, they sit out a game here or there just to kind of catch their breath. But just wanted to get your thoughts on that so that, we can keep our quarterbacks still playing through the Super Bowl.
Gary, are you saying you want the NFL to be like Major League Baseball? Like we need relief quarterbacks, like relief pitchers? Is that what you're saying, Gary?
Well, it's just a thought because I'm thinking, the quarterbacks that aren't durable enough to make it through 17 games plus, the postseason, and then you see, what happened in Cleveland, where they've gone through four quarterbacks. It's like there's got to be – at what point do you kind of start strategizing that on the front end versus the back end?
No, I think they do, man. It just – and thank you, Gary, for calling from Iowa. I'll talk to you soon. There just aren't enough good QBs. They're not. Let's think about it this way. If they're not even just in quarterbacks, if there were enough great NFL players, we'd have expansion. We'd have more cities with more teams. We'd have more players. The league would be making more money. There just aren't enough good dudes out there, man. I mean, even for the quarterbacks, I said last hour, there are probably 10 teams that would say, yep, we're good with our QB. Yep, we got our quarterback. We don't want to move him. Nope, we don't want yours. We are good. The other two-thirds of the NFL is like, we ready to move on. I mean, we had a guy call me, and this is why I said this. We had a dude call me about Kenny Pickett. Ain't nobody in Pittsburgh loving Kenny Pickett. Ain't nobody ruining him. Kenny Pickett is just okay. And, I mean, even if he was, let's say, on the 49ers, he would be riding the wave. I know people are looking at Brock Purdy going, oh, Brock Purdy is riding the wave of all the talent around him, the Christian McCaffreys, the Ayuks, the Kittles, etc. Kenny Pickett ain't moving that ball, man. And Kenny Pickett, at the NFL level, he can't move and run with the ball the way that he did in Pittsburgh. So that is a long way of saying, if we barely have good enough starting quarterbacks, how dare we, or how could we even think that we're going to start just thinking about how to build up the roster on the back end? I mean, sure, yeah, you look at the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers goes down four plays into the year, they're done. And they didn't decide to get Joe Flacco, and now Flacco is lighting them up, and he's falling asleep on the bench. Just wild stuff. There just are not enough good QBs. And if you want one, I don't know. He hadn't played in a long time. I don't know. Call Cam Newton. Cam Newton still thinks he's good. Call Kaepernick. He still thinks he's good. Go call Alex Smith. Now, Alex Smith is good with public speaking. What an amazing comeback that was. They had to have surgery on that guy's leg almost 20 times. And then he went out there and played football again. Maybe he's bionic. Call Alex Smith. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Carol Lee is calling from Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Carol Lee?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to say, just like I said a few minutes ago, that I thought that you were great. I just heard you on the radio, and I'm actually getting off work right this second. But, I love the Cowboys, and I hadn't heard you say anything really about them yet. But like I said, I just barely turned on your radio station not too long ago. So a lot of haters. There's a lot of haters on the Cowboys, but I like them.
So. Oh, you like the haters for the Cowboys?
No. I love the Cowboys.
Ah.
And actually, let me rephrase that. I do like the haters for the Cowboys because, like, the boys are doing really good this year. So I'm happy about that. But
okay. Well, I'm sure you've heard.
Yeah.
You sound like you're someone very up on. You ain't never heard the song if you ain't popping. You ain't got no haters. You heard that before, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So the Cowboys are popping. That's why they got haters. Except for they haven't won in like 30
had
years.
Haters, though. Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kyle. Appreciate you. We got plenty of time to talk about the boys. Okay.
All right. You have a good day. Thank you. God bless
you as well. Happy New Year, Carol Lee, and thank you for listening to the show. Yeah, I got a good memory. For almost 4 years, I've taken a lot of calls. I remember the majority of my callers. I never spoke to her. Thank you so much for listening, Carol. And thank you to everybody who is now newly, I don't want to say initiated, this is not a gang, into the JR Sport Brief Show. Thank you, Carol Lee. And yeah, we got plenty of time to talk about the Cowboys. I know America's team. Jerry Jones this, Jerry Jones that, Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones reminds me of Foghorn Leghorn. I love him. Every time he speaks, he just rambles on, and he sounds like he needs to talk to me about a Kitty Hawk. And that game the other day with the Cowboys, man, Mike McCarthy needs to be happy he still has a job. Got his behind saved by the referees. Because I know Jerry Jones was getting ready to give him the boot. Like 5 seconds after that game, he would have told Dan Quinn, hey, man, you the new coach. Mike McCarthy, he got to go. He got to leave. So, no, we got plenty of time to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Yeah, the Cowboys just, they do Cowboys things. They look good. They look bad. They win at home. They suck on the road. Let me know when they get past, I don't know, maybe the divisional round. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hung. He's calling from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Hung?
Happy New Year, my brother. What's up?
To you as well. All that good stuff. What'd you do for the New Year?
Oh, I'm just chilling. You know, I mean, I got the money on the brow right now. I had the money for the Ravens. I'm a Ravens fan. Let me start it out with a Ravens fan. I had the money from the beginning of the year. But now I had the money 3 weeks ago when the Joe Flacco started signing for the brow. I put money on the brow, the eye 50-1. So, you know, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco, very underrated because he played 3 AFC championships. And you tell me right now, besides Patrick Mahomes, who played 3 AFC championships? Nobody, no quarterback. So he's very underrated. And don't slip it on the brow because of defense. You got Mal Garrett in there. That's like Ray Lewis back to the day.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, Miles Garrett a little bit. You know, I'd pay to see them in a UFC fight, but I don't know if I'd compare them as football players. Myles Garrett has Hall of Fame talent. Let's see if he goes ahead and lives up to it.
I'm telling you, Myles Garrett is number one right now. I mean, the defense, they great. Just like Baltimore, matchup one-on-one. And then on the offense, yeah. Joe Flacco got a lot of experience.
Yeah, we know he has a lot of experience, and thank you so much, Hung, for calling from Harrisburg. I'm glad Hung is out here winning money as he bigs up his former quarterback in Joe Flacco. Listen, man, I give Joe Flacco credit for being okay, for being good. Let me know what happens in the postseason when they take on a better team that's not the New York Jets. And I know the New York Jets have one of the best defenses, but let's be real. Last week, before or day after Christmas, they checked out, man. They weren't thinking about nothing. Like, New York Jets are like, hey, the season is over. Aaron Rodgers ain't coming back. Our quarterback sucks. Let's go ahead and get this moving on. And so Joe Flacco, yeah, he might go out there and fall asleep on his sideline and throw three touchdowns. He can also go out there and throw three interceptions. And so I don't want to call this dude overrated. He's about to be 39 years old. We know he went on that ridiculous run and played one of the best quarterback postseason runs ever when the Ravens last won that championship, the one that we talked about earlier, New Orleans. But let's slow down on Joe Flacco like he's some type of savior. It looks nice right now. And nobody expected the Browns to be in the position that they're in right now. So good on them. I mean, the fact that nobody is uttering the name Deshaun Watson is a good thing. I thought the Browns season was over a long time ago, and here we are still talking about the Browns. Now, let's not give Joe Flacco too much damn credit. Let's not do that. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ralph is here from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Beat Show. Go ahead, Ralph.
Happy New Year, JR. First time listening to you. I like your new time slot. Like your show, and congratulations. I know you're going to make the young audience listen to you. That's the reason why they put your new time slot.
Oh, thanks.
But the Grinch hit me up early last year, so I didn't have a chance to call you last year. So I had a chance
to call you. The Grinch?
Yes, unfortunately, they stole my phone at work.
Somebody stole your phone at work?
Yeah, somebody stole my phone at work. So.
Well, I'm glad you got a phone now. What's on your mind? What's up? New year, 2024, new phone. What's up?
Yeah, so the new year so far, as we spoke last year, we spoke about, I remember calling you and asking you about the Dolphin with their mistake. Now that it's about the injury right now. So far, last game of the season is division game.
Shut up.
Do you think they have a chance so far with all the injuries they're having in the season, especially losing Nick Chubb?
They got a chance, and thank you, Ralph, for calling from Miami. Good luck in 2024. Yeah, they got a chance. But I've been saying this all year. I said this to you, Ralph. I want to see what the Dolphins do when they get to the end of the season. And I think it's pretty cool that we went an entire year, didn't talk about Tua Tagovailoa and his head, didn't talk about Tua Tagovailoa and his injuries. I mean, this is someone who openly discussed retirement last year. And we went through a whole season where their offense lit it up. Go ahead and ask the Denver Broncos. We'll get into Russell Wilson later as well. I also said by the time it starts getting cold, are the Dolphins built for it? And before we even get to the playoffs, as we move into the last week of the season, the Buffalo Bills can look them in the face and just go, we got this. When it comes down to the AFC East. And so we'll get into that game some more. But nah, man, I ain't been hot or high on the Dolphins all season long, especially after that whooping that they just got by the Ravens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about those Ravens. I'm going to talk about Lamar Jackson. Mac called us from Baltimore and said Lamar is elevating the entire city. Lamar Jackson deserves it. I'm going to tell you my thoughts on Lamar, whether or not he should win the MVP, and what does this mean for the postseason? Oh, it's nice to see Lamar back there and healthy as well. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I know the people who've been following me on YouTube since 2009. The names, the profiles, they are very distinct. I had to build up an audience from the ground up. And so when people hit me up on social media, I know the faces, I know the names, and so I can't do anything but say thank you. I don't know too many folks who just said, ah, yeah, I'm just a guy on YouTube and millions of views, and then boom, national radio show, television. It doesn't happen for a lot of folks, and I can't do anything but say thank you. 855-212-4CBS is the number. Right before we went to break, and this kind of eked out a little bit, I was asked about the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins, and I like the Buffalo Bills better. When the Buffalo Bills looked like they stunk early in the season, I wasn't panicking too much, and I always was worried and concerned about how the Dolphins would perform as it got colder, as we went a little bit further into the stretch run, and now here they are, you know, trying to get in and establish position in the playoffs, and it comes down to this one game. And so we got plenty of time this week to get into that. But when you talk about one thing that has basically been decided, and I shared this on social media when it happened, it is Lamar Jackson is going to be the MVP. That's it. No ands, ifs, buts about it. It's done. He won the MVP in 2019. He's about to get another one, I think, this season. I'm almost certain. I'd be shocked if it didn't happen this year, especially after Baltimore smacked up the Dolphins 56-19. And before I get into Lamar, this is also an excellent chance, a time, and an opportunity to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. It's not all about Lamar Jackson. Roquan Smith, yeah, a former Bear, now in Baltimore, standing next to Queen. This man, interception. 7 total tackles in that ass whooping. Baltimore beating the Dolphins 56-19. The Ravens forced 3 turnovers. And the league's top offense, yeah, them Dolphins, them Fins, they only had 19 points. Credit to the Baltimore Ravens. And so, as we know, historically, the Ravens is about defense, right? You think about the Ray Lewis's and the Ed Reed's of the world, and now they have the Roquans. I know Marlon Humphrey had the limp off of the field the other day. That's on the defense. On the offense, we know Lamar Jackson is the dude who is driving the entire ship. The entire offense has been catered to him. We saw Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, actually surprise Lamar Jackson on the sidelines while the game was still going on. Lamar's like, man, what the hell are you doing down here? You belong upstairs. And Lamar Jackson, on his way to is what I believe is going to be a second MVP, is well-deserved. This man has been criticized ad nauseum. You can turn on the radio, you can turn on the television. At what point is he no longer criticized? First of all, coming out of Louisville, we saw this man drafted number 32 overall because he wasn't a good enough quarterback. I mean, even this past offseason, Lamar Jackson, oh, he's screwing himself up with his contract. What is he doing? He doesn't know what he's doing. He needs an agent. He needs this. Well, what did he do? He secured himself $260 million. He's making $52 million a year, one of the highest paid QBs in the entire game. And so what is he doing on the field? God bless him. This year, it looks like he's ending the season healthy. I mean, he threw 5 touchdowns, count them, 5 touchdowns in that blowout against the Dolphins that I just mentioned. People would call me over the past few years, oh, he can't make a throw, he can't make this throw, he can't do this. It's nice to see him evolve. It's nice to see him grow. And by the way, he's 26 years old. He will be 27 years old on the 7th of this month. So give it a few days. Lamar Jackson will be 27. And give it a little bit more than a month, a couple of months, this man is going to be named MVP. And it's well-deserved. When he's been out on the field, the Ravens have done absolutely nothing but go out there and win. This season, it's 13-3. I know about the concussion in the last playoff game. I know about the leg injuries and people questioning whether or not he wanted to even go out and play last year. Why isn't he supporting his teammates? Don't we stop now? Isn't it done? Like, how many more darts is there to throw at Lamar Jackson? I mean, this one. How about this? This is from, I don't know what this station is called. I think it's called Fox Sports Radio. Montse Bolaños, she was saying that he wasn't, quote unquote, listen to this, quarterbacky enough.
This sounds like I don't like Lamar Jackson, and that's not what it is at all. I think Lamar Jackson has come out and has become a better quarterback this year. He is doing better than I thought, throwing the ball and just, you know, being the quarterback, especially after losing his favorite target to Mark Andrews. In the words of Colin Cowherd, stars attract stars. No, I'm just kidding. This is what we do, you know, in Rich, but I want my quarterbacks to be quarterbacky. And to me, Lamar Jackson is just a great athlete.
Well, what the hell is Patrick Mahomes? Is Patrick Mahomes, is he quarterbacky, or is he an athlete? Because I look at Patrick Mahomes, yeah, he ain't running like Lamar Jackson, but he's also a ridiculous dude. I don't know who he is. His name is Warren Moon. I mean, what was he not quarterbacky enough? I mean, I can look at, there's another guy, Steve Young and Tarkenton. I mean, these were dudes who ran around. Were they all not quarterbacky enough? Do you have to be in concrete? Do you have to have your feet stationary? Do you got to just take a 5-step drop? You got to stand in the shotgun and just launch the ball? You can't move? Listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion. She can say she wants somebody who's quarterbacky. I just want somebody who will win. And when I think about the quarterbacks who are active in the league right now, Lamar Jackson is the QB that I want to see. I want to see him win a Super Bowl. I want to see Josh Allen go out there and win a Super Bowl. I like to see the guys who develop over time and are quote-unquote counted out. Look, Josh Allen, people, and even today, he put on that Superman cape. I don't think he has all the help in the world, and sometimes he turns the ball over way too damn much, but Josh Allen was just a project. Who's this big old dude throwing the ball, raw ability? Well, who's this other guy? All he can do is run around. The NFL has changed. The quarterback position has changed. And it's nice to see somebody like Lamar Jackson have success. People have told me for years, oh, no running quarterback is ever going to win a Super Bowl. Oh, no running quarterback will never win a Super Bowl. What happened if Jalen Hurts won it last year, huh? What happens if Lamar wins it this year? The game is changing. The position is changing. Go ask the running backs. Everything is changing. And so it's nice to see Lamar Jackson answer, you know, some of the quarterbacky remarks on the football field. After throwing 5 touchdowns against the Dolphins, he spoke to the media, and Lamar Jackson made it very simple. He's like, listen, man, I'm in a groove.
I'm very confident. I feel like sometimes I try to let plays, certain plays on the field play out, but sometimes I got to, make a check here and there. And that pass to Odell was one of the prime examples, you know, that wonderful catch he did, you know, but me just checking, just saying it was man coverage and stuff like that, just having the freedom to do what I see or do whatever I want to when I see things out there on the field, that's great for me.
That's what somebody quarterbacky does, right? Somebody quarterbacky sees things taking place on a football field, right? Someone who understands that is the man who said, I want to build a team around this guy. It's his head coach, John Harbaugh, and he had nothing to say but positive words about his QB.
I mean, his performance was even better than last week, you know, and he played really a great football game. I mean, he played a perfect football game in terms of the passing game. He's just on point. The pass protection was fantastic. I mean, that's a really good pass rush.
Listen, I am rooting. I got no shame in the game. Ain't no team's giving me money. I know I'm in Atlanta. I do not care. I like the Falcons. I like the Jets. I'm rooting for the Ravens to win the Super Bowl. I'm kind of torn because I just like good teams. I'm not a front runner. I like watching good football. I don't want to watch no garbage teams play, and I have rooting interest that changes over time. I want to see the Ravens. I want to see Lamar Jackson hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy. Sign me up for it. I'm here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations. They got Pittsburgh up next. Yeah, Kenny Pickett, he'll watch from the sidelines. Anyway, speaking of the sidelines, this is another story that took place over the past week. Russell Wilson, he's on the sidelines? Could you have imagined this? Yeah, maybe you did. when his head coach said, "Nah, man, you ain't having no office in here." We'll talk about the relationship between Sean Payton, this whole Russell Wilson getting the boot. I don't want to say it's hilarious. It's actually pretty sad. And we'll get into David Tepper. We're going to get into we talked about one Harbaugh John. We'll get back to Jim from Michigan. It's a lot of Harbaughs and Jims and Johns and Lamars. We got you all covered.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I get started. You didn't notice I get started at now at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. Hey, listen, by the way, I know we opened up the show tonight talking about some, well, talking college football. We know we got Washington, we got Michigan competing for the national championship on Monday night. And about 40 minutes from now, John Bacon is going to come through from Michigan and give us a breakdown. He was there last night. He witnessed everything in person. And we're going to go ahead and get his expert opinion on everything that's going on. We'll also spend some time talking about Harbaugh, whether or not he's going to leave. I think the writing is on the wall that he will do so. And then next hour, we'll also talk about David Tepper, who has been fined, as you just heard from Rich Ackerman, $300,000 for throwing a drink on a fan. We'll get into that. Right before we went to break, we talked about this man, Lamar Jackson. Nice to see Lamar Jackson finally. Well, I don't want to say finally. He's always gotten a lot of love. He's always going to have his detractors. But it's nice to see him continue to validate what he's done at this stage of his career as he's on his way to a second MVP. And I know there's been a lot that has taken place over the holiday season between Christmas and New Year's and what have you. This caught my attention. And I have not been here for about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks, as we have gone through this holiday break, the transition to the new start time, etc. But it was pretty interesting. This is a damn good story. Everything that's taken place with Russell Wilson. They basically told Russell Wilson, have a seat. And if you needed further validation that Sean Payton is a jerk, here you have it. And even after the fact, Sean Payton is telling everybody, you know, oh, people who think that Russell Wilson and I have a bad relationship, they have no idea. They're so far removed from the program. You took a massive crap on him, and you didn't have to crap on him like this earlier on in the season when you said nobody's getting preferential treatment. Russell Wilson isn't having his own office. And then you're over here chewing out Russell Wilson on the sidelines a few weeks ago, and Russell Wilson is just standing there. Now you tell me y'all two have a great relationship? Latrell Sprewell put his hands around the throat of P.J. Carlissimo. Not that I'm expecting to start choking out Sean Payton like Homer Simpson did Bart for all of those years. But damn, y'all don't like each other. The minute that Russell Wilson is out of that building, Russell Wilson is not sending you a Christmas card from Sierra and I don't know how many kids they have. Hey, Hickey, you know how many kids Sierra has with Russell Wilson? You know?
I want to say three, but I got to, you know, dive in and investigate.
Yeah, I know. Well, they have the one kid with, well, she has the one kid with Future, who she cannot stand. And I think they have two boys, another boy. I know she just had a girl. Bottom line is Russell Wilson been busy, okay? When he's not out here throwing touchdowns, not a lot of them. Well, this year, a good amount. He's not throwing touchdowns. He's making babies with Sierra. Good for him. And he's going to have plenty of time to think about it, and maybe not, as he thinks about his next team. This audio, and he's always very diplomatic about things. Russell Wilson is not going to throw Sean Payton under the bus. He's not going to take a dump on him. He's just going to be honest. And he's been online, and he's just like, hey, I'm ready for whatever's comes next and what have you. And this was his explanation last week when he talked about being asked to be benched, to not have to pay him if he gets hurt. Listen to this.
They came up to me during the bye week and beginning the bye week on Monday or Tuesday, and they told me that if I didn't change my contract, my injury guarantee, that I'd be, that I'd be benched for the rest of the year. And I think we had 9 games left or so. I was definitely disappointed about it. And it was a process throughout the whole week, for a whole bye week. And, You know, it was you know, we just came off beating the Chiefs, played a pretty good game against the Chiefs. We just came off of that. So I was excited, obviously, for us fighting for the playoffs and get on a hot streak. And, you know, and then, you know, NFLPA and NFL got involved or whatever, I think, but at some point.
Doesn't this show you, or isn't this a reminder of how dirty things are? Like, don't forget about this in the future when the NFL does something backwards. And I say the NFL, not the Broncos. Yeah, this is a multi-billion dollar business. Yeah, the NFL is trying to clock $20 billion a year. And now we got games on Amazon, and we got games on Saturday and Friday. We got games on all the damn time. NFL is so cutthroat. I mean, there's so many folks who want to talk about what the players don't do. How the players in the NFL, I got people who call me telling me, oh, JR, the players in the NFL are spoiled and they need this and they need that. Man, NFL players, they don't even get guaranteed contracts. Unless you're Deshaun Watson. And I mean, the people who gave him a guaranteed contract, the Asms are idiots. These dudes got to go out there, could break a leg and get told sayonara. Everybody always wants to talk about how the players nowadays, they want to move and the players don't honor their contracts. And in plain broad daylight, unless you have no idea anything about the NFL, we got a team who just sat down someone who has Hall of Fame potential. Yes, Russell Wilson, I think, is right on that line of probably he's probably going to get in. This man has a sterling resume. And they basically said, you ain't playing because we don't want you to get hurt, so we don't have to pay you because we're ready to move on. What? Like, in what sport, if this was the NBA, someone sat down the star player because they don't want to pay him in case he gets hurt, people would be screaming from the mountaintops. The NBA has the opposite problem. The NBA is trying to encourage its players to actually go out there and earn their paychecks. And here in the NFL, we got a team in the Broncos saying, nah, we can't play Russell because if he gets hurt, then we got to pay him. This contract's guaranteed. What? Throw all of the honor and the dignity crap. Throw it out of the window. It doesn't exist. I mean, it ain't no different than any other situation. People are going to look out for themselves before they look out for anybody else. And don't get me started on how dirty the NFL has been. I don't know, maybe Roger Goodell needs to get on the phone with Adam Silver and talk about load management. What are we doing here? And then the excuse out of from jump from Sean Payton, which was just absolutely hilarious, was, yeah, we're still trying to win the game. With Jarrett Stidham? The Broncos still stunk. The defense helped win the game. Yeah, the Broncos went out there to beat the Chargers 16-9. But, man, there was still penalties. There was still inefficiency. It was garbage. Like, how can you shovel that to anybody? That's like saying, hey, man, you want a Kit Kat and I hand you a bull turd. It does not work that way, man. This is the worst part about sports. When the teams come out and lie to you to your face, and yes, there's a matter of deception. It's a business. You don't want everything to be public. The teams utilize insiders, the Schefters of the world, the Wojers of the world in the NBA's case. They utilize these people to put out information that they want. But don't lie to us to our faces. I'm not the biggest Russell Wilson fan in the world, not because of his talent. I think a lot of what he says publicly is kind of phony, but at least he was honest there. A lot of what he says in many cases is manufactured, not there. There's an empathetic bone, a couple of them in my body for what he just had to experience. He's still going to get his money. And the Broncos, yeah, they're going to be cooked as they start to think about a new quarterback. I guess Sean Payton needs a blank slate. Sean Payton needs to start things flat and period. And by doing that, he needs to get Russell Wilson out of the building. Because he doesn't think he can control him. He doesn't think that he can win with him. He doesn't think that Russell Wilson will follow the lead. And yeah, Russell Wilson will say all the great things publicly. That doesn't mean that Russell Wilson is following the lead in the background. And unfortunately, Broncos fans, y'all got lied to. NFL fans, y'all got lied to. And if you're an NFL player, man, damn it, how about this? And the players know this already. If Russell Wilson, after two seasons, can get the boot, if an NFL team can look at him and tell the public that we're going to sit him down, anybody can be next. Anybody can get got. Everybody is replaceable. Even Russell Wilson. Congratulations on the baby girl, though, by the way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you, the NFL is dirty. If you can go in there and get your money, then go ahead and get it. Don't believe what they have to tell you, though. And we learned this maybe about an hour ago, 90 minutes ago. One of the NFL owners threw a drink at a fan, and he is now being, quote unquote, punished. I don't know if you consider $300,000 a punishment for a billionaire, but we're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. I don't know, maybe David Tepper. I guess if you own the Panthers, you got a lot of reasons to be miserable. But maybe David Tepper should look in the mirror and maybe just throw the drink at himself first. I think that'd be a start. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk about David Tepper. We'll talk about his punishment. We're going to get into Michigan football. People are texting me saying, ah, JR, they're cheaters. We'll talk about it. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.